Welcome to Compass Sector Spotlights, the podcast where we learn about key business updates from different Compass Sector leaders. Hi, everyone. My name is Taylor Angel, and today we are speaking with Barbara Kahn, President of Operational Support at Chartwell's K-12. So, Barbara, let's start off this discussion by having you talk about your role and tenure with Compass.
All right, great. Thank you, Taylor. I lead what we refer to as our hub team at Chartwell's. So I have the privilege of leading culinary, nutrition, marketing, communications, purchasing, learning and development, and project management within our sector. I've been with Compass for 22 years. This is the sixth sector that I've supported, and I actually began my career at Foodbuy.
Oh, wow. I don't think I knew that.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay. So let's dive a bit more into the specific questions for this podcast. What do you think Chartwell's top three priorities are right now?
Well, you know, based on the size of most of the school districts that we serve, we only have 1.4 salaried managers in a school district. So what that means is that they're managing six or more schools, along with the client relationships, the hourly associates, and the operation. So right now, we're very focused on how we make improvements to that experience for those leaders. So we're hosting focus groups. We've got an advisory committee convened to help out with that. And we're just really looking for ways to make the role of director more efficient and more fulfilling. So that would be number one. Number two, we are also just laser focused on growth and retention. So I think what many people may not know about K-12 is that schools are required by law to go out to bid every few years. So that means that every 5 years, we have this mega cycle that happens. And our next mega cycle is 2024. And in that cycle, we're going to have 225 of our accounts, which is about a third of our total account business, going out to bid. So we've really been collaborating with sales and with the retention team to refine our processes, the proposals, the way we tell our story, so that we're really positioned for new business growth and we retain our business. So I think that would be probably our second priority. And then last, where, when you think about it, we are literally feeding the future leaders of our country. And so with that comes just an awesome privilege, but also responsibility. So we're focused on finding the balance between food that the kids love and food that's healthy and that nourishes their minds and bodies. So our culinary team really has just prides itself on creating concepts and menus that are both delicious and nutritious. And so something that listeners may not realize is that for many students, the food that they get at school every day is all the food they get. So this makes what we do really impactful and really meaningful. So we're very focused on providing great food for these kids.
I completely agree. Very impactful. And thank you so much for sharing those three priorities. So moving into our next question, could you share a few of Chartwell's biggest recent wins?
I think the most meaningful win that we've had recently, we refer to as Vision 25. So we just celebrated our 25th anniversary this year. And that really seemed like a fitting time to not only reflect on what's gotten us here, but what we need to do to ensure the success of our future. So with that, we added resources. We expanded the number of regions that we have so that we're able to stay really close to the communities that we serve, to our clients, our partners, and absolutely to our associates. So Vision 25 is really our promise to equip our best people with the best resources to ensure the best future for K-12. And because of our growth, we've been able to reinvest back into the business. And this investment in our team is what I think will really help usher us into the next 25 years of business.
Thanks for listening to Compass Sector Spotlights. We hope hope you enjoyed.